Red Scooter Deli on 6th Street has a patio that you need to check out. Enjoy your favorite Red Scooter breakfast or lunch on the cozy heated patio. Order in person or online. Check out Red Scooter's Grab and Go stock daily with wide selection. Red Scooter Deli serving you fresh food for over 16 years in the North County. Red Scooter Deli is at 711 6th Street next to the Pet Center with tons of parking. Go to redscooterdeli.com or call 805-237-1780. Open 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guesthouse Grill.
For 28 years, Berlager Excavation has been serving the excavation and grading needs of the Central Coast. Call Berlager if you need a new building pad, roads pioneered, road base laid, culverts installed, or a septic system. Their decades of experience assures a quality job. Call or text 805-674-5141. That's 674-5141 for a quote, or find them on the Creston Sawmill Berlager Excavation Facebook page.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, February 17th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles to consider funding visual art in public spaces. Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority proposes funding process under Prop 26. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with an inch of rain today. Highs in the low 50s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Paso Robles City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's discussion items is an amendment to the city's municipal code regarding visual art in public places. Chapter 3.21 was adopted by the city in 2005 for the municipal code, creating a public art fund that would be used to fund public art projects. However, funds and activity have been limited since 2012. In response to the city's economic plans developed in 2023, staff is proposing to reinstate and amend Chapter 3.21 to provide a structured, sustainable framework for funding, acquiring, and maintaining public art. The funding would be allocated from 0.5% of the current transient occupancy tax revenue, about $50,000 annually. Other amendments to Chapter 3.21 will define administrative rules for procedural development, expand eligible uses of public art funds, establish an annual art plan, and update the process for donations. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be discussing its funding for the next fiscal year in its meeting tomorrow, based on feedback gathered from the two workshops held this month. Staff is recommending PRAGA to follow the Proposition 26 process for funding. Prop 26 would calculate the budget for fiscal year 26 to 27 and charge users based on their projected water use. Water use will be estimated based off data from 2024 to 2025. The agenda notes that this does not require a landowner protest method for implementation. Staff is recommending the board to not charge de minimis users, but the board will discuss this in Wednesday's meeting. The PRAGA meeting starts at Wednesday at 9 a.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. You can attend in person or watch online. County Elections Office installs new verification machine. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. The San Luis Obispo County Elections Office installed a new piece of equipment to set up the to speed up the signature verification process. The Agilis machine will be implemented for the first time this coming primary election on June 2nd. Ballots are fed into the machine, and a camera photographs the signature on the envelope, comparing it to the voter's signature on file. Ballots are sorted by how much the signatures line up, and ones with major issues are sorted separately. Voter office workers will also be verifying signatures. The system costs $500,000, funded through grant money, and is said to be about five times faster than the old equipment. A large section of Highway 1 has closed due to mud and debris from the most recent rains. Caltrans District 5 announced this is a full closure, in effect from Ragged Point Inn in San Luis Obispo to 1 mile south of Big Sur Inn in Monterey County. Caltrans says there is no estimated time of reopening. Crews are expected to inspect the roadways this morning for further information and to clear the debris. San Luis Obispo police are seeking assistance in identifying two suspects involved in the theft of a 74-year-old woman's wallet on February 6th. The department says also that over $5,000 was charged to her card shortly after the theft. Photographs of the two men are available on the San Luis Obispo Police Department's social media pages. In sports, for the NBA's All-Star Round Robin yesterday, Team USA Stars beat the Team World 37-35. The Stripes over the Stars 42-40. Stripes beat Team World 48-45. Then the Stars over the Stripes 47-21. Games will resume on Thursday. The Clippers will face the Nuggets, and the Warriors will go against the Celtics. The Kings will face the Magic. In California news, the CEO of California High-Speed Rail Authority was arrested earlier this month. 57-year-old Ian Chidori was arrested just after midnight on February 4th after an alleged fight between his fiancée and his 17-year-old daughter. Charges were not filed after Chidori and his fiancée were booked and released from the Sacramento County Main Jail. An 80-year-old woman accused of killing a family of four in a car crash may face no jail time. In 2024, 80-year-old Mary Fong Lau was allegedly driving 70 miles per hour in San Francisco into oncoming traffic on a Aloha Street before driving onto the sidewalk and crashing into a family at a bus station. She pled no contest, and Superior Court Judge Bruce Chan indicated she would not sentence her to any prison time due to her age of lack of any criminal record. Kurt Van Dyke, a 66-year-old California native, Costa Rica resident, and well-known California surfer, was found deceased in Costa Rica. Van Dyke was found with strangulation and stab wounds. The investigation is still ongoing. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, Brittany Cole Bush is a prominent lambassador for the American Lamb Board, recognized for her leadership in regenerative agriculture and herding. She's a Southern California-based entrepreneur who champions prescribed grazing as a nature-based solution for wildfire prevention and ecological restoration. During the recent ASI convention in Reno, Nevada, I talked with her about her success in getting paid to graze sheep and goats.
Well, my business model, I primarily run sheep and goats, commercial scale, several hundreds of animals at any given site, providing the service of grazing as an alternative to fossil fuel machinery, weed whippers, lawnmowers. instead of bringing those things out, we have sheep and goats on hillsides in some of the most populated areas in Southern California or all over the West. So it's a unique model. Although I do raise lamb and wool, my primary business model is revenue stream is getting paid to graze, which is a pretty wild concept, but is certainly growing throughout the United States.
Learn more about getting paid to graze at BrittanyColeBush.com. Ranchers, it's time for the 35th annual Reyes Russell Bull Sale. Monday, February 23rd, 200 coming 2-year-old and 10 yearling Angus bull sale at the ranch near Wheatland, Wyoming. Reyes Russell Bulls are raised and developed in a realistic range environment, always pap tested at 8,000 feet. They're ready to go to work for you. Sale time is 1 o'clock. For more information, visit mrangus.com. Sale carried live on Northern Livestock Video. Reyes Russell, your source for high-altitude bulls.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero is celebrating their 47th anniversary by giving you a 40% discount on selected frames. Don't miss this opportunity to update your look, and our veteran team is ready to assist you in finding the perfect frame at 40% off. This special offer cannot be combined with insurance or other promotions. If you're looking for glasses or frames from infants to adults, you will find the top brand names in fashion eyewear at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero. Both Michael and Kathy invite you to celebrate with them on their 47th anniversary by giving you 40% off on selected frames. If you want to look your best, come see us at Michael's Optical.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California's agriculture sector leads the nation in part due to the state's thriving dairy, cattle, and poultry sectors, all of which rely on veterinarians. However, the U.S. Department of Agriculture last year identified 243 rural veterinary shortage areas across the country, an all-time high, including in counties and across California. We currently face a critical shortage of food animal veterinarians nationwide, Gary S. May, Chancellor of the University of California, Davis, said in an Ag Alert commentary. That's why UC Davis is expanding its capacity to train future generations of veterinarians who will return to their communities and serve the state. The campus's veterinary school recently received a $120 million gift from philanthropists Joan and Sanford I. Whale. May said the funding will be used to expand its impact by training these future doctors, advancing large animal care, and strengthening California's health and agricultural future at an unprecedented scale. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181. Or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Cloudy skies with about an inch of rain today, highs in the low 50s, southwest winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Rain early tonight, then becoming partly cloudy overnight, lows in the mid-30s, west winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 50s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is showers early on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday and Saturday, mostly cloudy on Sunday, about a half inch of showers on Monday and Tuesday. Low 50s Thursday, mid 50s Friday, upper 50s Saturday, low 60s on Sunday and Monday. 58 a week from today. Currently it is 41 degrees with showers in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's encouraging news on factories. The New York Federal Reserve says its statewide manufacturing report, the Empire State Survey, found activity improved this month. A slower pace than January, businesses remained optimistic that conditions will continue to improve. It's the fourth positive reading in the last 5 months, though it was below the forecast from economists. Warner Brothers Discovery has been granted a 7-day window to reopen merger talks with Paramount Skydance. Netflix already has a deal to buy Warner Brothers Discovery. Warner says Paramount is willing to pay more, boosting its offer from $30 a share to $31. General Mills shares are losing ground. The parent company of Cheerios sees sales declining this year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda. Invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
The
This is Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp. I hope to see you at my free estate planning seminar this Friday in Atascadero. It's also a defensive handgun class. No firearms, just airsoft and laser. All equipment provided, plus free pizza. Sign up at guntrust.org. This training exposes the lies of the politicians. Even those who claim to support the Second Amendment. Our right to bear arms is implicit in the American concept of ordered liberty. Therefore, we also have a duty to train, and only your family can be trusted with this duty. To leave a legacy of 23rd century firearm training, your family must begin with 21st century firearm training that exceeds law enforcement standards. Only your family can remove this legacy from the cowardly shadows of concealed carry to the sunlight of open carry by aposematic citizens. Go to guntrust.org and do your duty before it's too late.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It's the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Tuesday edition.
I got a rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. Feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right.
KPRL.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
Morning Exchange.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. All right, Mr. Rich Verini is a manager at Allegretto, and some things you will find very interesting about the one of the largest employers here in the North County, and also career opportunities in the hospitality with training and outstanding benefits. You'll find about that and also their community involvement. Then, Rebecca Kosnick, trustee at Atascadero School Board, and Rosalind Hansen, the National Director of Development for Moms of Liberty, talking about a very, very important Supreme Court victory and also the growth of charter schools and homeschooling, et cetera, et cetera. Then the next step in the battle against boys in girls' locker room and lots more. Loaded this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Chris, how was the Crescent City?
It was pretty good. A lot of people. A lot of them drunk, too.
Well, you kind of knew that going down there, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I did. But, you know, it's a different thing, you know, seeing it in person.
Did you stay in downtown New Orleans?
No. We were, my friend doesn't actually live in New Orleans, so we had to sort of travel there for just one of the days. But it was still a really good time. And architecture is amazing, honestly.
What, the, like, down in the French quarters?
Yeah, French and Spanish architecture, all that stuff.
Do they have plaques, you know, saying what year? Because a lot of those, what, from the late 1880s, 1890s?
I didn't notice, honestly. I wasn't paying too much attention to that. But okay. It was still a beautiful sight.
Okay.
And another thing is not a lot of it goes above 3 stories. And, you know, for obvious reasons, my friend told me that's because of the hurricanes. Not a lot of buildings in New Orleans go above 3 stories.
Mm-hmm. And how was the Cajun food?
It was delicious. I tried myself some gator and crawfish.
Obviously the first time?
Yeah. And also some... Well, that's my second time trying gator, and then gumbo as well. Had some gumbo.
Okay, the gator is, or are we going to be told it tastes like chicken?
Not exactly, but I think it tastes like sort of better chicken. I tried gator for the first time on a stick at in Houston when I went to Ren Faire, and you know, it more or less tasted the same this time. I will say that both times I've tried gator, it has been battered and deep fried, but yeah, it tastes like a sweeter, richer chicken.
Okay,
so, but it's got like the flaky texture of a fish.
Okay, so calories were not a concern on this trip.
No, not at all. Though I mean, I will say that there was a lot of leftovers. I could not finish it all. I think I overestimated myself.
All right, and everything weather-wise was okay.
There was a bit of rain here and there, but otherwise not bad at all. And some parades going around too.
Did you do some tourist stuff?
Yeah, I went to the zoo. Honestly, a lot more impressive than I was expecting. And then this isn't exactly a tourist thing, but one thing I love doing every time I go places, I love going to escape rooms.
Escape rooms?
Yeah, escape rooms.
What are they?
It's basically you're locked in a room or a series of rooms, and you have to solve puzzles to find your way out.
Oh, okay. It's like, well, probably not the same thing, but many of us may remember the old fun houses or the thing of mirrors where it's hard to describe, but I just remember as a kid doing that. All right, well, made it down, and no issues on the travel?
There was one thing. I didn't run into an issue personally, but something a little spooky happened on the way back. I stopped by Phoenix before coming back to San Luis Obispo, and about 15 minutes before our departure, they announced that because of a weight restriction, they're going to have to start cutting some people. Yeah. And the reason for that is because the runway in the San Luis Obispo County Airport is a lot shorter than most others, and the rain makes it a lot more slick, so they had to cut some people for weight restrictions, and
How much were they offering?
They were first offering $1,200 vouchers for anyone who wanted to voluntarily get cut, and they would obviously pay for your hotel room because the next flight to San Luis Obispo was 11 the next morning. And then, after nobody volunteered, they upped that offer to $2,200. I didn't take it, though.
Did we get some taker? Well, you made the flight. Did the flight leave on time?
It did, yes. I don't know if anybody took the offer for the voucher, but I know that once we got on the flight, there were two people who were basically told they had to get up and leave.
Were they fat?
No, they weren't. I don't know what exactly their system of determining it was, but they said they would go in order of who checked in last.
Okay. I forget which airport, but they were offering, it was Denver, and they were begging for about 45 minutes for people to, first, I think it was $200, then it was $500, and it went up and up, and nobody was moving. Nobody, you know, you're in that situation, you know, unless your schedule is such where you can be flexible or whatever.
Right. See, if I had today off, for instance, I would have taken it.
Why didn't you call Chad?
Well, because I told Chad, you know, I would be back on Tuesday and I wanted to keep by my word. You know what I mean? I rely on Chad's trust, his goodwill, and, you know, being on good terms with him to be able to go out and do these vacations. So I appreciate what he does for me. And I want to maintain that. I don't want to call in last minute and be like, hey, Chad, by the way, can you fill in for me tomorrow as well? Thanks.
Well, you simply could have said my flight's being delayed.
Well, that would be lying, and I don't like lying.
Well, you know, Chad likes money. Hey, Chad, I'm getting $1,200. I'll give you some.
I don't know. I'm not getting it in cash, though. It's a voucher.
Oh. Well, Chad takes some trips. Anyway, all right.
Yeah, you know, maybe next time if that happens, I'll call him up and ask what he thinks.
All right. They could offer me $2,000, $3,000. I just want to get home. I don't want to stay, go through that. I just want to get home. But there are people that, you know, will do that. All right. Well, good for you. Another new experience for you, including, well, no, the gator was not a new experience. All right.
Crawfish was, though. Although it's not in season right now, so it was kind of small.
Okay. All right. I got a kind of a fun, I guess, ratting on myself type of thing this morning. It's nothing serious. Saturday was Valentine's Day. And I decided that I'm going to surprise my wife, and I'm going to make dinner. All right? She has almost from since we were married, a book. It's Kevin's Kitchen Creations. Very clever. Very clever. And it's nothing, you know, real extravagant or anything like that, but there's this one meal that she likes that I make, and it is pretty good, I got to say. So I got all the ingredients, and I'm ready to go Saturday afternoon, about 2:30, 3 o'clock. I'm putting all this stuff together. And I reach in the cabinet and I look at one of the, whatever you call them, stuff that I think the flour is in. All right. And because that's part of the mixture. So I put it in, I mix it, and I'm mixing. I'm going, oh man, this is maybe because I put it in a lot sooner than I usually do with the milk, that it's absorbed, because a lot of times I can remember when I'm stirring it, it was, you know, lumpy and stuff. You know, you put flour in, and anyway, so I just go on and do the whole thing, put it together, and I notice when I put it in the dish to put in the oven, I go, man, this seems a little, it's not sturdy like it usually is, and I thought, well, maybe I'll just keep it in a little bit longer. So instead of 45 minutes, I'll keep it in maybe 50 minutes and let it sit. Because a lot of times when you make a meal, if you let it sit, it tastes better than getting it right out of the oven. So I did that and come home, and Linda, you know, and all day long, she, oh, I can't wait to have that meal. she goes, I can taste it. I can smell it. She's going, oh, boy. Anyway, it stunk. It was god awful. We threw it out.
So what did the flour turn out to be?
I don't know the exact name, but it was like the kind of flour, if this makes sense. Linda told me what it was. I can't remember. But it's the kind of, it's basically, it was sugar.
Did you use powdered sugar then, or granulated sugar? What was it? Was,
I guess it's powdered sugar, because it looked like flour.
Right.
And I even put my, you know, it didn't sparkle like regular sugar.
Right.
So I just looked at it and figured, okay, yeah, she has it in this area, and I haven't made this thing in over a year. So I just, you know, did it, got three quarters of a cup, and I put it in, but it was just, it was that sugar stuff, and it was, oh, God.
That's why labels are important, I guess.
So much for trying to do something good.
Just, what was your backup plan?
I don't know, popcorn and M&M's or something like that. It stunk. Oh God, threw this all that ingredients in there, and it's just right in the garbage. All right. Probably not many people have done that before. All right. Let's see here. This is an email that came in. Thank you. Kevin, funding for visual art. I don't care if it's $50,000. No. Let it all be private money. What is the point of the visual art anyway? Half of what I've seen is terrible. And by the way, who would approve this visual art? I don't know how that works. I don't know, but I agree it should be the private money. Not 1 cent of taxpayer. City doesn't have enough money as it is. Yeah, it's a 50. Kevin, it's only $50,000. I've heard it's only a pizza thing for 35 years. No, if people want to do that, and whatever the rules and regulations are, if it gets approved, so be it. But no tax money. I would agree with that, sir. Thank you very much for the email. Regarding that, also, Chris, do they give a time when these two dirtbags took the purse from the lady?
I believe, do you mean the time of day or the actual day?
No, the time of day.
I didn't see that on the Facebook page, no.
Okay. Let's see here, I'm getting something. Oh. It's just some reminders for, and I don't know what the circumstances, it was at a Trader Joe's down there, but, you know, one of the things that if you go to some bigger cities, particularly when you watch the natives, now I know that we live in darn near paradise and nothing ever goes wrong, we don't have bad people here at all, is particularly for women, your purses. Your purses are a target. Many of the people back east, ladies, they just have a wallet like a guy does, and they put it in their pocket, or it's on their person. And even many males back east in the larger cities where crime is not rampant, but, you know, higher than even here, that they'll put their wallet in their front pocket for, again, security reasons. So just some things to consider, and also the area on where you park, and don't walk with your head down, walk with your head up. And particularly for the elderly, it's advised, if you can, is to go in pairs. To go in pairs. And again, be careful where you park. Watch where you park. Watch when you're coming out. When you're going in, look at the surroundings, et cetera, et cetera. And hopefully they'll catch these pieces of debris and have what's coming to them, whatever it may be in California. But precaution, precaution, precaution. It's unfortunate. This is the world we live in now. And also, sometimes going during off-peak hours shopping or midweek, et cetera, et cetera. So just beware and be safe and be careful. That's don't like to see stories like this at all, at all. All righty, 238-577-5238-KPRL. I came across a pretty interesting story, and it is based out of Canada. Based out of Canada, and in a nutshell, what happened was the parents, they're grieving their 26-year-old son, and it's against California's medical assistance in dying. And they're arguing that the system failed to protect their vulnerable son. He had a history of mental illness, but it wasn't to the degree where we would think of mental illness. He was capable in many areas, and he had type 1 diabetes, and he began struggling with mental health after a car accident when he was 17. But a lot of it was depression. I mean, not depression, it was seasonal. So as the mother says, his depression was often seasonal, but he became more interested in this, it's called MAID, a couple of years ago. And he did get approval, because this is what happens in Canada, and anyway, to make a long story short, he's no longer with us. He's no longer with us, and this has become a pretty big story. Now, this law in Canada was established that allows patients with grievous and serious medical conditions to request a lethal drug that is either physician or self-administered to end their lives. Well, I don't know how many of you know this, but we have that in California. It's the California End of Life Option Act that went into effect in 2016, and it says this compassionate option allows for an eligible terminally ill adult with a prognosis of 6 months or less to live to request and receive a prescription from their doctor that they can self-ingest to peacefully end their suffering. This has been extended, SB 403, the bill to make the end-of-life option permanent has been signed into law. And this was done this past October by Governor Newsom. So, what was the guy's name? Kevorkian up north in Oregon or Washington that started this years ago. But anyway, I don't know if you were aware of how that it is in California. And also, there is in 13 other states. 13 other states allow this as well. You can probably guess a lot of the ones in the Northeast and so forth. And the District of Columbia also, that's to legalize allowing physicians to aid terminally ill adults in dying by suicide. And more states are considering this. My question, one of my questions, if anybody knows this, because I can't find it here in the state of California, but maybe some of you in the industry would know, what does that do if you have health insurance? All right, you got a policy for X amount of money and so forth, and you use this legally in whatever state it may be, do the insurance companies honor it? Well, that's an interesting question, because it can depend. according to what I came up with this morning, that the insurance industries will look at a few things. And that leads to this. One is, at least in Canada, that if you have your policy 2 years or less, you're probably not getting any money. And depending on the circumstances, they will go back and look at your the way you filled out your forms, history of X, Y, and Z, and so forth. They can deny it, and they will challenge it, much like Edward G. Robinson did in Double Identity. If you remember the movie about the insurance with Fred McMurray and Barbara Stanwyck and so forth. So just something to, if anybody knows, because I find this, it's going to be growing with more and more states coming on board regarding this. And when laws go into effect, it may be beyond the prognosis of 6 months or less to live. It may just be a general option for, I don't know what age, you know, maybe 21, who knows, that people just don't want to be around anymore and they would have the option of doing this. But what are the other ramifications? So anyway, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Pastorable City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's discussion items is an amendment to the city's municipal code regarding visual art in public places. Funds and activity for public art projects have been limited since 2012, and staff is proposing to provide a structured, sustainable framework for funding, acquiring, and maintaining public art. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Pastorable's Area Groundwater Authority will discuss funding for its next fiscal year in its meeting tomorrow. Staff is recommending PRAGA follow the Proposition 26 process, which would charge users based on projected water use from data in previous years. You can attend in person in the Norse Room at 9 in Centennial Park or watch online. Details of these and other stories coming up. About an inch of rain today, highs in the low 50s, it's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Sue Guzman. Veteran civil rights leader Jesse Jackson has died. Jesse, who was an aide to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. during the 1960s, a formal presidential candidate and founder of the Rainbow Push Coalition, passed away following a long illness with his family by his side early today in Chicago. He was 84. Jackson had dealt with a rare progressive neurodegenerative disorder after being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2017. U.S. and Iran holding a second round of nuclear talks in Geneva today as tensions are on the rise in the region. Comes as U.S. ramps up its military presence. U.S. is also hosting talks with envoys from Russia and Ukraine in Geneva, Switzerland, hoping to end the nearly four-year-long Russia-Ukraine war. America's listening to Fox News.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my boat, makes in my case.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
9.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
At the Winter Olympics, two medals for the U.S. on Monday in the same event, the women's monobob, the one-woman bobsled. Alana Myers-Taylor, in her fifth Olympics, won her first ever gold medal. And sixth overall, that ties Bonnie Blair for the most ever by a U.S. woman.
I feel great. You know, it still hasn't set in yet that I'm actually Olympic champion, that we are actually able to accomplish this.
Kaylee Humphries took the bronze. Taylor, at age 41, becomes the oldest U.S. woman to win gold at any Winter Games. U.S. women's hockey routed Sweden 5-0 to advance to the gold medal game against Canada on Thursday. The U.S. now with 19 medals. That's third behind Norway and host Italy. Michigan is the new number one college basketball team in the land. The Wolverines 24-1 at the top of the heap for the first time in 13 years. Last night, sixth-ranked Iowa State upended new number two Houston 70-67. Nate Heiss hit the go-ahead three-pointer late just hours after his sister Taylor Heiss scored a goal for U.S. hockey. Also, number three Duke slammed Syracuse. Next up for the Blue Devils, number one Michigan on Saturday in Washington, D.C. NFL, the Dolphins cut two former Pro Bowl stars, receiver Tyreek Hill and rusher Bradley Chubb, as part of a major roster shakeup. Hill's season ended in week four when he dislocated his knee and tore an ACL. Chubb missed the entire 2024 season with similar knee injuries, but played every game last season and led Miami with 8.5 sacks. That's Tuesday Sports.
And sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, offering quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Well, we're getting some more of that wet stuff. 100% chance and windy. Winds could kick up to 30 miles per hour and highs only in the low 50s. Rain likely tonight and some more wind. And that percentage is 98%. All right, so that'll decrease as we get into Wednesday morning, and then clouds Wednesday morning, and for the overnight lows in the mid to upper 30s. And for the remainder of your Wednesday, partly cloudy with highs, again, only in the low 50s. And let's see here. Why does this not want to move? There we go. Thursday could get some AM showers, almost guaranteed. I guarantee you that. About a 90%, and then again, that's in the morning, low 50s on Thursday, partly cloudy Friday, mid-50s, upper 50s with some clouds Saturday, Sunday, low 60s, Monday, some more rain right now at 50%, low 60s, and a week from today, about a 50 to 60% chance of rain, upper 50s, and today's UV index will be 4, up and down, 6:48 a.m., 5:47 p.m. Our season's total is 13 and 19 hundredths. And that's from the water quality supervisor in Paso Robles. Thank you very much for that. And we are at 42 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. All righty, just about 6 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero, your San Luis Obispo County-wide approved concealed carry training team. All right, as we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways, for the most part, they, they don't want to get wet. It's a little cold and damp out there, so they're staying around doing their thing, or not doing anything, I should say. Especially if you have house cats. They don't move. They're like 50-pound bricks. Did you ever notice that when a cat may weigh 7 pounds, but they turn into 50 when you try to move them?
Absolutely.
When they're like that? Yep. It's almost like they're dead.
You don't want to touch them in the wrong spot either, because they might bite you.
That does happen once in a while. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Friday. Excuse me. Fridays 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. World famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. I thought I'd give you a day to get your brain cells working again.
Ooh, another day off. Let's go.
Another day off, yeah. All righty, let's see here. 5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL, we have this thing called Trivia. All right. And Trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner at the airport. Every day they're open for breakfast and lunch. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. I have no idea where I'm going to go with this one. I think I just got lazy when I came in today. So anyway, here's a shot, folks. See what you can do with this one. The first weather satellite, United States, it was Vanguard 2. I don't know what happened to Vanguard 1. But the United States launches Vanguard 2 on this day in 1959. It was the first weather satellite. It was 20 inches in diameter and was designed to measure cloud cover distribution during the daylight portion of its orbit for 19 days. That was the life of the batteries. Now, at that time, after that, it would be optically tracked from Earth for studies of atmospheric drag. And for the life of its orbit, it is still in orbit. About how many years will it remain in orbit? That is the question. So it's been in orbit for almost 70 years. So what is the life expectancy of this first weather satellite? Approximately. There's a lot of leeway here. So what do you think it is? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And I just, since I got interested in this, I looked at satellites in general. And obviously there's all kinds of different sizes. There's low Earth orbit, high orbit, and some other stuff. And it is absolutely pretty amazing when you think about it. Because, I'm pretty sure that we take many things for granted, but this is something that it's become part of our life, so we really don't think about it and the amazing capabilities. Hi, good morning.
123 years.
Well, since there's a lot of leeway in this one, and I will give it to you because you're close. It's between 100 and 200 years.
Oh, that wasn't very close, actually, but thank you.
Well, since you're being honest, will you just won't put you down and ask for another caller? What do you think?
If you wish.
No, I'm going to be...
You don't even know my name. I didn't even say who I was, so how can you not put me down?
Look, after 70 years, I can recognize your voice.
You think you're kidding, but I've been on KPRL, listening since Joe Alamon was the on-air guy, so look him up.
That's one of the ones, unfortunately, I don't recall.
Well, I would say it's close to 63 or 4 years.
So. Oh, okay. My mom and dad weren't even thinking about me back then. Okay. All right, I've got you down, Corliss.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye. Just think about that. That many years. And going back to 1959. And, it goes on. It goes on.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. A large section of Highway 1 has closed due to mud and debris from the most recent rains. Caltrans District 5 announced this is a full closure from Ragged Point Inn in San Luis Obispo County to 1 mile south of Big Sur Inn in Monterey County. And San Luis Obispo police are seeking assistance identifying two suspects involved in the theft of a 74-year-old woman's wallet on February 6th and charging $5,000 to it. The two men... Photographs of them are available on the San Luis Obispo Police Department's social media pages. Details of these and other stories coming up. About an inch of rain today, highs in the low 50s, it's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Satellite orbital lifespan ranges from a few weeks to thousands of years, depending heavily on the altitude and the atmospheric drag. Low Earth orbit satellites typically stay in orbit for 15 to 20 years, before burning up with higher satellites, they can remain for decades. It's pretty amazing. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Berlager Excavation. Remember, they specialize in dozer work for rural and ranch development.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.